You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Music Hall supporters filled Cincinnati Council chambers Monday to lobby for and against planned upgrades to the historic building. The Historic Conservation Board ultimately approved the paperwork needed for the project to begin. Some are unhappy about plans to reduce seating. They're also worried the auditorium's lauded acoustics could be negatively affected by concrete flooring and new walls. Music critic Don Vroon says the project's acoustic designers should not be trusted.
You can hire the best acousticians in the land, but they cannot guarantee that the result will be as good as it is now. You're taking a big risk on a major, major landmark and one of the three or four best halls in the country and one of the best in the world.
But associate principal bass player James Lambert says the auditorium has deficiencies.
The large volume of the hall is sonically difficult to fill. In the far reaches of Music Hall, the impact of the playing is negligible compared to what is being created on stage. On the stage itself, it is very difficult for musicians to hear from one side to the other and from the back to the front. This creates problems of playing exactly together.
Architects have already made one change prompted by public outcry. The pedestrian bridge over Central Parkway will be maintained, and a new rear entrance will be added through the Music Hall Ballroom. Some preliminary work has already begun on the $135 million project. Music Hall is slated to close at the end of May and reopen in fall 2017. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.